The Government Employees Medical Scheme, or GEMS, has announced that its members will on average only pay 7.69% more next year. This is significantly lower than the double-digit increases most private sector medical aid schemes have already announced. GEMS is, of course, South Africa's second largest medical scheme and has more than 700,000 primary members. On the line is Dr. Stan Moloabi. He's the Chief Operations Officer and soon to be the new Principal Officer of the scheme. Doctor, welcome to the show. How are you able to keep the increases at less than 8%?
Good day to you, Rick, and to the listeners. Yeah, I think it is a very significant achievement for us at GEMS. And the question that you are asking is really, how did we manage to do this? It's been a lot of work. And I think the focus that has been given to ensuring that we sustain affordability, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that, is really what has resulted in us being able to do that. This is actually the second year that we are able to do a very competitive contribution increase for our members. You will remember about 3 years or so ago, GEMS, in terms of our reserve ratio, we were very on the lower end, and we established a risk-led forum, which we call the claims management forum. And basically, the long and short of that is that we had to look at all those things where maybe there is, for lack of a better word, maybe there was a lot of paying that we are doing, which we probably were not supposed to do. So we established a clear forum that has led to our financial stability, where we are now. When we were at around 8.68% reserve ratio, we are now at about 26% ratio, which is just above the statutory requirement. So it was a lot of work that was done as part of our turnaround over the past 2 to 3 years that has led to us achieving the savings, the sustainability, and we are doing this to give back to our members whatever gains we have achieved over the past 2 years.
Who is the administrator of the fund?
Our administration is outsourced to an administration company. And basically, we at head office, so it would be the principal officer and the executive and the entire staff at head office, we oversee what the administration company and the managed care company and all the other companies that we have outsourced with, we oversee what they do. So the principal officer will then come up with a program, and him and the executive team will say, this is how we are going to do. We'll then direct our outsourced services to implement the things that we are doing, and then we oversee them.
Did you manage to keep increase low without reducing benefits?
Very interesting question, and it's actually a bit, we dealt with it earlier today. So, no, there will be no, and there has never been, since GEMS inception, where we reduce the benefits. So, we will be able, and I can actually tell you that we put from the savings that we have achieved in our turnaround strategy, R1 billion extra in enhancing benefits. So there is no benefit that's going to be reduced. All the benefits that the members enjoyed in 2019 will be increased by 5.2%.
Your members are, of course, teachers and police officers and firemen or administrative personnel in government, and that is the core of the civil service.
No, absolutely. And one of the ways we have also achieved this, I must add, now that you have members who are mentioned, who our members are, there's a lot of consultation that is done when you do benefit design for the coming year. So there has been a lot of inputs that we have had from the PSCBC, and the PSCBC is the Bargaining Cost Council for the Public Sector Unions. So they are one of the stakeholders. We have also had inputs into how do we do 2020 benefit design, apart from the technical work that we as the executive committee and also our service providers do. So the product that you are seeing out there is a combination of inputs from various stakeholders within GEMS. Mm.
You've also launched a new Tanzanite One option. What is this option all about?
That's the most exciting thing about what we will be launching. So I have just mentioned that we have stakeholders who make inputs into our benefit design. And I just mentioned also that the PSCBC is one of those. And the PSCBC represents both the employees and the employer. And in our interactions with them, they pointed out that out of amongst our five options that we have as a scheme, we know that they were saying they know that their mandate is that we must cover our level 1 to 5 employees. So those are the lowest earning employees in government. But they were not happy with the product. So as a result of that, we have been interacting over the past 2 to 3 years again. And this has resulted in us launching a change in name from the Sapphire option to Tanzanite One, which we think it's one of the brilliant, most brilliant products that are available in the industry. But I might add that that Tanzanite One is also forward-looking. We have considered even inputs from the Health Market Inquiry. We are also considering what is being said in the National Health Insurance Bill. And all of those inputs has resulted in us saying, this is where we think healthcare funding should be like into the future. So these members now who are on Tanzanite One will be able to have access to the general practitioner that is unlimited and also access to facilities, both in private and the public sector at the hospital level. However, the difference is that previously they didn't have access to the private hospitals.
Interesting name, Tanzanite. We don't get Tanzanite in South Africa. Where did the name come from?
You know, if you look at the other options, they are named after gems, rare gems.
Oh, yes.
So it's precious stones. Tanzanite One is set to be mined only in Tanzania. It is a very brilliant loose stone. And if you read about it, they are saying it is unlikely, but we never know what will happen in geology. It is unlikely that there will be another similar stone that is that will be found in the world. It is likely that it will become one of the rarest precious stones. And basically in line with how we name our options, we chose Tanzanite. But the one that we have, it's basically an expression of what we think and what we see the industry going. So there's a lot of talk about consolidation of options, and we are saying maybe in the future we'll have one option. But there's also a lot about simplification of our products. And what is the most simple number you can deal with? One.
Very interesting indeed. Thank you, Doctor. That was Dr. Stan Moloabi. He's a Chief Operations Officer and soon to be new Principal Officer of GEMS.